I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, welcome to another silsila of reality of Shaitan. And today, the interesting topic which we got for you is Shaitan at the time of death. As we know, Shaitan does not give up, try to misguide the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, misguide the believers. And he continues doing this till the last moment, till the time of death. So today's topic is Shaitan at the time of death. Before we talk about our topic, let's listen regarding the people who do not recite peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first. As we always talk about reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat Dawat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, he writes in his booklet, The Cause of a Bad End, which is published by the published department of Dawat Islami Maktabat al-Madina. It is said that someone saw a person in a dream who was wearing a hat of a fire worshipper. He was asked the reason for this. He replied, whenever the blessed name of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taken, I never used to read Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And because of this, my deep mystic knowledge and Iman was snatched. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, did you see how dangerous this is? The evil effects of committing sin, it can rob a person of his Iman at the time of death. We need to understand the crucial issue that even though seeing a bad dream or a person in a bad state in a dream is certainly a cause of concern. However, a dream of a non-prophet is not a source of proof. Based on the fact that a dream, one cannot consider a Muslim a disbeliever, even if he sees a person in a dream informing us that he has lost his Iman, his faith, we cannot consider him as a kafir. Sayyidina Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqa Alama Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Ali Rahma stated, it is farz for a person to recite Durood once in his lifetime. And in a congregation, in a gathering, it is wajib to recite Durood, peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether he says the blessed name himself or hears it from someone else. If someone hears the blessed name of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 100 times, he must recite Durood each time. And if someone hears the blessed name of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and does not recite Durood, he could do so later on. My dear Islamic brothers, we should always try to make it a habit of us, whenever we hear the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, get into the habit of reciting peace and blessings, salutations, durood upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, so today our topic, Shaitan at the time of death. As we know, Iblis, the accursed, all our lives, from the time we are born, we come onto the earth, Iblis, Shaitan, the devil is trying to misguide us. Till the time, the last moments when we leave the world, in our youth, Iblis is trying to misguide us through actions of enjoying life. You got a lot of time, it involves us enjoying our lives. And as we get married, Iblis involves us in earning or making our lives better, or settling down with the excuses of settling down or earning a sustenance, or involves us in trying to fulfill our rights of our partners, of our children. And when we get older, Iblis is involved at that time, is trying to make us lazy because our weaknesses, our bad health, and tries to keep us away from doing virtuous deeds. And even to the extent, the last moments of our lives, when we are about to leave the world, till the last breath, Iblis, at that time, he's trying to take our iman away from us. He's trying to snatch our iman away from us. And throughout our lives, he's looking for these opportunities. He's looking for ways to lead us astray, to lead us away from this beautiful deen, and to lead us out of the state of Islam. My dear Islam brothers, many stories, many incidents have been mentioned which we can listen to and learn regarding the tricks of shaitan. Learn how Iblis is trying to destroy the iman, especially towards the end of our time, towards that time before we leave the world. It's mentioned regarding in the nation of Bani Israel, there was an extremely pious man. He was a worshipper. He was known to be a great pious man. In that area, there were three brothers. They were about to go onto a journey. They were about to leave on a journey. When these three brothers, they had a younger sister, they thought that we can't take our sister to this journey with us. Let's leave her with someone pious. They approached this abid, they approached this worshipper, and they requested him that look after our sister as we are going on this journey, and when we will return, we will take her back. This abid, he because of the fear of committing sin, because of the fear, he didn't want to involve himself away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refused. He refused many times. They continued requesting him that, Hazur, you are a pious person. If you look after her, she will be protected. She will be safe. Eventually, he agreed to look after her with the condition that she is kept by a nearby house or not in the same house which she is living. The three brothers, they left their younger sister with this abid in a nearby house. Now what this abid will do, every day he will place some food outside his doorstep, and this young girl, she would come and she will take the food and she will go to her house and eat. So this continued. One day Iblis, the accursed shaitan, he came to the abid and he whispered into the heart of this abid. He said, why are you letting that girl come and collect the food from your doorstep? Why don't you leave at her doorstep? Because someone could look at her in the wrong way. Someone could cause her harm. So instead of her coming to your doorstep, why don't you take the food and place it outside her doorstep? So the abid, with the intention of doing good, with the intention of reward, falling into this trick of shaitan, instead of leaving the food outside his doorstep, he started to leave it outside the doorstep of that young girl. A few days passed. Iblis again, the accursed shaitan, came to that abid again. He said to him, she's alone, there's no one with her, she has no one to speak to. Why don't you take the food inside, and why don't you just sit with her and make her feel happy, take away her loneliness that she might feel afraid. And in this way, shaitan whispered to that abid. And he also said that you are a pious man, you know, she will sit in your company and she will benefit. So like this, these whispers of shaitan to that abid, to that worshipper, he started to take the food in and he started to sit with her. Voice of this young girl affected that abid. That abid, who was trying to keep himself protected from this young girl, safe from this young girl, and today he was caught in the traps of shaitan, that he entered into that house and he started to sit with her, and like this, he felt into the traps of shaitan, involved in fornication, involved in sin. So this abid, he committed this crime, he committed this sin. This girl, she was even left with a child. Now Iblis, the accursed shaitan, he came to this man. He said, what would the brothers of this young woman say when they will come back and they will find out that she is left with a child? Iblis, he whispered into the heart of the abid, why don't you go and kill that child? Take the life of this child. Like this, the brothers will not know. And then he added to these whispers. He said, instead of just killing the child, once you've killed the child, you know, what if that young girl, she speaks out to her brothers and informs her brothers what you have done? Now Iblis, he's whispering this into this heart of this abid. That this abid, he takes the life of that child, he takes the life of that young girl. And after this, Iblis, he whispers into the heart of this abid and he says, bury her. When her brothers will come back, just say to them that she passed away and you buried her like this, you would be saved. So this was a trap of Shaitan, which Shaitan caused that Abid to kill the child, to kill that young girl, and then to bury them and to be able to save himself. When the three brothers came back from their journey, they approached that Abid. The Abid told them that your sister, she had passed away, and he took them to a graveyard and showed them a grave and said that she is buried here. They performed Fatiha and they went. That night, now Iblis, the accursed, he's made this Abid kill that child, kill that girl, commit fornication. Now look at what Iblis does. He goes into the dreams of those three brothers when they are asleep at night. He shows them that this Abid which you relied on, this Abid, he actually fornicated. He killed your sister. He killed your younger sister. And he has buried us in this place of the house. So he showed them this. When the brothers awoke in the morning, they all had seen that same dream. They went, they dug up that place, they found the body of their sister. They dragged that Abid out of his place of worship. And he was dragged like this, and he was decided that he was to be hanged. Now when he's about to be hanged, Iblis, the accursed Shaitan, he comes to that Abid, he comes to that worshipper, and he says to him, you know, it was me who led you to this. And today, if there is anyone who can save you, it is me who will able to save you. So all you have to do now is deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will save you. As soon as that Abid, that worshipper, he denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he denied in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan disappeared from it. And in this state, that worshipper, he died. And the state of disbelief. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, you see how Shaitan leads a person to die in the state of disbelief. How Shaitan tricks people in involving in one sin to another, in each and every step Shaitan took. First, he made that Abid agree to keep this young girl nearby house. Then he caused whispers into the hearts of this Abid to take the food outside her doorstep. Then he made this Abid enter into her house. And then when he heard the soft voice of this girl, he made that Abid whisper into the heart of worshipper to commit sin, to commit fornication. And after this, he made that worshipper involved in the sin of murder of the child and murder of that girl, burying that child, burying that girl. And then to the last moment, to the end, Shaitan, he made that person in disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made that person deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this, he died in the state of kufr. My dear Islam brothers, this is how deceiving Shaitan is. This is how Shaitan destroys one person's iman. And we should be listening to these types of stories, these types of waqiyas, and reflecting and avoiding such mistakes, realizing that these are the steps of Shaitan, these are the tricks of Shaitan, these are the whispers of Shaitan, how Shaitan leads one person to disbelief, especially at the last moment when at the time of death. And a similar story is mentioned regarding a person named Barsiz. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he told the story regarding this man, that a slave woman, Shaitan took hold of her throat and he put her into this state. And then after this, he went to the owners of that slave and he said to them, there is a raib, there is a monk who is a worshipper. Take this woman to him and he will cure her. So first Shaitan, he took hold of this slave girl's throat, making her feel into the state, and then he went and whispered to the masters of that slave that take her to this raib, take her to this monk. First the monk, he refused to take her, and they keep on insisting that you look after her, you cure her from this illness. Shaitan whispered to the monk that you're a pious man, nothing will happen. So the monk took that slave girl and started to treat her. Shaitan, his whispers overtook that monk till the extent that a monk, he involved himself in sin, in committing a wrongful action. And when he committed that wrongful action, Shaitan came to the monk again. He advised him that kill her and bury her somewhere. And then tell when the people, the owner of this slave girl, when they will come, just tell them that she had passed away and you buried her. So like this, then Shaitan, Iblis, he went to the owners and he told them the situation, what had happened, what this monk had done with this slave girl, what he had done, and then he killing her. Like this, they dragged that monk, they forced that monk to admit that what he had done wrong, he had committed a crime, he was sentenced to be hanged. Shaitan came to that monk at that time. He said, look, I informed everyone, I made you do this. It is today, I am the one who will able to save you from this hardship, from this destruction. All you have to do is prostrate twice to me and I will save you. As soon as that monk he prostrated, Shaitan, he left from there. That monk, he was hanged and he was killed. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is the way Shaitan destroyed many pious people, many people who were involved in the worship of Allah, those people who were known to be pious, those people who people relied on, yet Shaitan took the iman away from them. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today, me and you, we need to be very careful. Especially in these matters, when there's a matter of women, today people fall into the traps of Shaitan very easy on this. She's like a sister. People with their own cousin sisters, they say she's like a sister, and the cousin sister, she's saying he's like a brother to me. Like this, they get involved and involved into sins and towards destruction. My dear Islam brothers, people at work, they be free with the non-mahram. Keep in mind that there is a parda between you and the non-mahram. Those women where it is permissible to marry, we need to keep ourselves safe and protected from them, away from being free with such women. My dear Islam brothers, in the same way, the sisters need to be away from such men who are their non-mahram and keep themselves away from sins, because these are the tricks of Shaitan. And at time, through this type of sins, Shaitan leads a person to destruction and to the extent of losing his iman. Keep in mind, my dear Islam brothers, when there is a mixing of two, a male and a female, the third person is Shaitan in that gathering. So we need to avoid being in such gatherings or such place where there is no one else, and there's a mixing of men and women are open in that type of gathering. Those who are your non-mihram, keep yourself safe and protected from such type of gathering, such types of company, because the third person in this company is Shaitan, is Iblis. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Shaitan, Iblis, till the last moment, he's tried to divert us away from the beautiful deen, away from the truth, and he's tried to lead us towards kufr, towards disbelief, and he will continue doing this. My dear Islam brothers, mentioned that Shaitan comes at the time of death as a form of a person's father, a person's mother, and he just tries to distract him. He said, he comes in the form of father, and the father says, oh my son, I was kind to you, I looked after you, I have left the world, I advise you to accept this religion, to accept this belief, I have left the world in this belief. And if that child, he refuses to accept that way, then he comes in the form of his mother, and he says, oh son, I looked after you, I carried you in my stomach, I looked after you all your life, I fed you, I kept you, I brought you up, accept my advice, I have left the world, accept this religion. Shaitan comes in the form of one of his friends and he says, accept this religion, as you know, I've left the world. And if that person, he refuses, Shaitan comes in the form of another friend and he says, you know, I've left the world, accept this religion, accept this this belief. Like this, Shaitan at them moments, he's coming in different forms with different faces of the people we know, of our friends, of our family members, try to distract us away from the religion. try to misguide us away from this beautiful deen of Islam, to make us lose our iman at these last moments. My dear Islam brothers, it is very important that we save ourselves from these tricks of shaitan. We realize how dangerous this enemy of ours is, how dangerous Iblis is, that he's tried his utmost best to lead us astray, lead us away from the teaching of the Quran, the teaching of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lead us away from practicing our deen, lead us away from this beautiful deen and leading us to the state of kufr. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, we need to keep ourselves protected. We need to keep ourselves safe and save ourselves from sins, because sins lead towards destruction of iman. Lama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that there are four reasons for a bad end: laziness in performing salah, consuming alcohol, disobedience of parents, causing harm to Muslims. My dear Islam brothers, these are some of the sins which I've mentioned. Other scholars have mentioned other sins which lead a person to the state of a bad end. We need to keep ourselves away from all types of sins. And inshallah, once we will keep ourselves away from sins, we will be able to protect our iman. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the protection of our iman. Continue making this dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us protected. Save us from the tricks of shaitan, protect our iman, and give us all death in the state of iman in the blessed land of Madinatul Manawara. And may our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to keep ourselves safe from the tricks of shaitan and save us from the bad end. Ameen bijahin nabil, ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.